If you missed it earlier, Jerry Ann was trying to convince me that if you have a decent recipe, you can be a great cook.
Good cook. A great cook could just do it.
Without recipes?
Yeah.
Without the aid of a recipe. But you can't just have a recipe and be a good cook either. So. All right. Hey, you got something for free-for-all?
No, not really. But, Jerrion, I'm making the lasagna, and the recipe is in my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me, though, that a recipe does not a great chef make?
I think it's good to have a guideline.
Well, yeah, you need a recipe.
But I'm not exactly a dump chef. I can't just throw a bunch of crap together and it comes out magnificent or anything.
Right. You need a recipe, but you wouldn't... I mean, that doesn't mean that anybody who gets a recipe can do it, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because, I've totally screwed crap up before, and I had the recipe right in front of my face, and I just read it wrong.
And well, I've screwed up stuff.
Well, are you a mom?
Yeah, I'm a mom.
Why are you stuck cooking up the stuff on Mother's Day?
Well, my son's a year old, so he can't really...
So what, you don't count?
Well, yeah, but I'm making it for my... mom.
Oh, look at Jerry Ann, childless and making her sister cook up the food for her mom. I think we know who the better daughter is in this family.
I know.
What? So. I got my mom an awesome present, though.
She probably did get her a better present than I did. But
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But because, lasagna's something you can throw together and then keep in the fridge and then cook it, because we're going to be real busy this weekend.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Make it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Where do you get your recipes?
Well, actually, the recipe is from my older sister, but I kind of revamped it a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I added something to it.
What's that? Is Jerry Ann's brownie ingredient that she won't share with everybody?
Yeah, exactly. Mom and Grandma are going to be real mellow.
Nicely done. Hey, thanks for calling in.
No problem. Bye.
We appreciate it. Your sister was way too nice to you on that call.
Nice for a change for her to be nice to me.
Are you going to try to get that recipe?
No.
Do you already have the recipe or not?
No, I don't.
Oh. I think you're do you have recipe envy? A little? Just a little, maybe?
No, I'm good.
I think you do have recipe envy. Seriously. It's okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you out in front of everybody on that.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Hey, you got something for free for all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I drive a cab in Salina.
Huh?
I just picked up this guy from the hotel and took him to the airport. He's from Belgium.
Yeah.
And he's saying out there that, because I had your radio station on, and that you were talking about David Hasselhoff, and they said they love him out there.
In Belgium, yeah?
Yeah. Like he's a big star out there.
So did he really perk up when we started talking about it?
He was all excited.
What about when we started talking about him with his shirt off? Did he get even more excited?
Yeah, because there's a guy, I think he might have been gay.
And he had put a book over his pants or over his... Yeah.
He had a briefcase with him, so yeah.
Hey, all guys are gay when it comes to David Hasselhoff. So you can't really label him because of that.
Right.